Hello, this is Stuart. Welcome to Motivational Moment. I would like to talk to you today about the science of meditation, mindfulness meditation. I'm kind of going over my book a little bit that I have written. I want to kind of read some sections to you to be able to open you up to meditation and what meditation is all about. Meditation is very deep. One thing about it is it helps you to be able to understand who you are, because what happens is you go deep inside of yourself and you're able to pull out some things that will help you to get to the next place and the next level of your life. It's very, very amazing to be able to tap in to meditation and understand how it takes you from one place to another place, right? So I'm just going to kind of read to you a couple of things that's going to be able to inspire you. And even after, I will let you know where you can get the book from on my website if you would like to purchase it. But let's get into it right now. For over 5,000 years, meditation has been a part of people's lives all over the world. Meditation can be present, and some don't even realize that is what they are doing. There are many different forms and versions of meditation, some easily executed and some not. Some versions will require cognitive thinking, and there are times that you will be meditating and it feels like a normal practice. There are many types of meditation, because we will focus intently on mindfulness meditation. There are many people who may read this and think, what is meditation? We will deep dive into it. We will cover what meditation is, how you can incorporate it into your life, and how it will change your life and much more. What is meditation? What does it mean to you? The answer is this. It is so simple yet so complex. Often meditation is defined as techniques that encourage a state of awareness and attention. Now, reading that definition can be intimidating. Don't let it overwhelm you or scare you off. Ask yourself a few questions. How does one use these techniques to make themselves more aware? What are said techniques? There are many answers to these questions. What you need to first understand is what you want to adjust or affect. Meditation is subjective, adjustable, and ever-changing. In layman's terms, meditation is bringing the mind to the moment. We all face daily struggles of stress. How many times have you made the statement there are not enough hours in the day? Mindfulness meditation specifically will help to alleviate some of those incessant thoughts and common stressors. Man, sometimes I'll be writing stuff. Even when you write books, you have to still go over some stuff that you have written. When you think of meditation as a whole, what do you envision? Close your eyes and think about what you have seen in movies or heard during conversations. Do you see someone in a quiet room, sitting cross-legged, repeating, while their hands rest on their knees, middle fingers touching your thumbs? While this is a great meditation strategy and can work perfectly, it is not only form or representation that is out there. We will dive into learning how to meditate. Chapter 2, learning how to meditate. As mentioned before, there are so many ways to meditate and even so many types of meditation. The one thing you should remember when starting this journey is there is no wrong way to do it. The key to mindfulness meditation is always going to be remember your reasons and find the peace within, right? So you have to remember your reasons while you are meditating, and then you have to find the peace within, because peace is inside of you. You know, you can be going through a lot of things on the outside. You can be going through a lot of storms. A lot of things can be coming your way. But when you begin to meditate, what begins to happen is you begin to receive peace that you never had probably in your life ever. So you have to begin to really tap into meditation. I'm going to read one more section to you, and then I'm going to kind of expound on it as I'm reading about it. When first starting out with mindfulness meditation, your first goal is going to be focusing on your breathing. You want to feel each breath and understand it. Feel how it goes in and out. Do you have an Apple Watch? One of the great features is the Breath app. This app will randomly throughout the day, or when you click it open, walk you through breathing. You will feel different vibrations as you breathe in and out. This is meditation. It is a great tool to use during the day. You're going to want to do what this app encourages you to do. But without the device, in these moments, you want to be completely in touch with your mind, body, and soul, and self. There will be moments that your mind will wander away. You might start to think about cleaning up dinner, getting lunches packed, the appointment in the morning. This is a natural reaction that you will need to bring back. You want to readjust your thoughts and start to refocus on your breathing. Recenter yourself. Your breathing in that moment will be the anchor to the moment. Not a second goes by where you are not breathing. It is something we do without thinking, and it is something that we need to survive. What better thing to focus on to keep us in the moment than something we need to live? Something that happens every moment of every day. During this moment of anchoring down, we are focusing on ourselves, on patience. While the craziest of life is moving rapidly around us, we can lose our patience. Think about how often we are caught in the moment and lose our cool at our jobs, our children, the traffic, or even the sounds around. You're distracting your thoughts. Most often we have lost patience for those things. The more you practice mindfulness meditation, the more you build that patience. See, even with meditation, it helps you to be able to build patience. It's able to help you to be able to have peace, right? So when you begin to meditate, it's a deep process, but I'm going to be able to allow you to be able to get the book, to be able to learn more about meditation and how it would be able to help you. But I really, really believe that you should tap into it and see how it will change your life for the better. So your life will begin to change, I promise you. Make sure you get my book. It's, the way you can get it is at www.stuartmclain.com. You can be able to purchase The Science of Meditation. It will help you. Make sure you share this podcast. I hope this podcast helped you today. I just wanted to give you a little bit about meditation, a little bit from my book, just to be able to kind of get you started in your journey. Until next time, have an amazing day.